Oh, you know, I tell you what, any time, in my opinion, that you can have a playmaker like Darren Sproles and you can keep him locked up for a couple of years, makes you feel good. And I'm just so happy for him and his family and the fact that the work that Howie put in to make sure that this thing got done. I'm just so excited to have him here and look forward to working with him this training camp and obviously during the season.
What gives you
the
confidence?
How long do you expect him out?
Say that again.
Ryan Matthews is good. How long do you expect him out?
It's day-to-day with him. And obviously the same with Brandon Brooks. Both of them are day-to-day. We're anticipating next week sometime getting them both back on the field.
What exactly is Ryan Matthews' injury?
It's an ankle sprain. He did it working out in California, actually. So has that ankle. We're just treating it day by day. It's getting better. And again, we anticipate next week at some point.
What gives you the confidence that Sproles will be the same player, you know, he's 34 next year, that he is now?
Darren Sproles is a pro's pro. He knows how to take care of his body in the offseason. He's very very intelligent running back. He's been around this game a long time. It's guys like that that you don't worry about. He does everything right. He does what you coach him to do. And again, it's just the way he prepares and the way he attacks every day gives you the confidence that he's going to be around for a few more years.
Doug, how can you see the running back duties this season? Maybe you can divide it up more with what you have and considering Darren's age and what we've seen so far.
Well, I mean, right now the running back is, we got a lot of talent right there. We got some young talent. You know, Kenyon Barner is a kid that has shown some good strides this offseason in picking up the offense. And, you know, you get Ryan out there, you got Darren. And then you got the young kids, Wendell, who we picked up, and Byron Marshall and Seth O'Neill. I mean, we got some guys that have some talent. I love, playing with two tight ends. I like playing with a couple halfbacks in the game. So it's a chance to get all these guys some reps going down the stretch now, this tough time of training camp.
Given Ryan Matthews' history.
Brian, can you just talk about the pressure you face as a first-time head coach, but also the expectations?
Say it one more time.
The pressure you're under as a first-time head coach, not just that, but also as, the expectations.
Well, I mean, I think you just approach it day by day. And one thing for me, I get here in the morning and I spend 30 minutes just thinking about my day, sort of a quiet time situation. And then, being a man of faith, I think that's important in situations like this. And you just sort of turn the day over and you just let things unfold. So that way it keeps me grounded. It gets me through each day. And then I can't worry about tomorrow.
Doug, Jason Peters said yesterday that he thought that you had respect the veterans. And I'm wondering, I guess you mentioned the fact that you plan on resting him once a week. Is that the plan? Maybe.
Well, I wouldn't put a time limit. I wouldn't put a day on it. It's something. Listen, it's something with veteran players that the longevity of the entire season, especially offensive and defensive linemen. I think you got to be smart with those guys. I think you have to give them time to rest throughout training camp. Obviously, the style of camp is going to be a little bit different than what they've been used to. And so I think with all of that and his recovery and the way he takes care of himself once he's off the football field during the day will really help him in his longevity of the season. But, yeah, I plan on giving these guys rest throughout not only training camp but throughout the season.
Why
as well.
Is it important to though, to keep the vets happy,
Well, number one, I know what they're going through. I was one of those guys for so long, and even though I was in a different position, I see the wear and tear and the grind that these guys go through every single day. This is a physical game, and it takes them an entire week to recover sometimes. So, the more you can, it's not. When they get to this stage of their career, it's not about the physical rep anymore. It's about the mental rep. And these guys are professionals at what they do. They understand their roles. And you just give them the time and the rest to be ready on game day.
Doug, Nick Foles got released earlier this week. You had a guy in Alex Smith who, while he was in Kansas City, probably played at a level that he didn't approach most of his career. How much do circumstances play in a quarterback success? Or are you a believer that there are just guys that you can put in any kind of situation and they'll be productive and play well? How does that balance work?
there's a fine line. There's a fine line. The quarterback position in the National Football League has changed over the course of, say, the last 10 to 15 years. I mean by that is these guys are getting a little more athletic, bigger bodies, you know, guys that are smart coming out of college. They're highly, you know, intelligent guys. And you know, sometimes I think you could take a Pro Bowl quarterback and put him on an average team and he becomes average. It also depends on the talent around you that really makes or breaks that quarterback. And something we did in Kansas City with Alex is surrounding him with talent, with talented guys, and utilizing his strength of his athleticism, his brain, very accurate passer, doesn't turn the ball over, and it became a recipe for success for us in Kansas City. And it's just unfortunate in Nick's situation. And I think he's a talented guy. I think if you put the right guys around him, he can be a very successful quarterback.
You talk about the dynamic play of a Darren Sproles, but the age does come into factor at a certain point. And with that said, do you have to concern yourself as the season progresses with how many touches he'll get in the game to try to keep him fresher in the long run?
Yeah, he's another one that kind of goes in that boat. But at the same time, I think he's a freakish athlete, and I don't. Going into it right now, I'm not gonna limit him. I'm gonna see how much I can give him. See how much he can handle, and then we go from there.
Are there any specific things that you'd like to see Sam Bradford improve on
throughout training camp?
Yeah.
You know, he's done a great job already through his leadership ability, the way he's communicating with his players. He's still learning the system. He's picking up the nuances of the offense and progressions, but. His dialogue with me, with Frank, with John, with his teammates is something that I've been really pleased to see. And then his ability to throw the football accurately, on time, in rhythm has really stuck out. And he's done a great job this spring and in the beginning of camp. So we continue to do that with him. He's just going to continue to grow, you know, each and every day.
Just take two more.
Seems like there's been a heavy rotation at wide receiver, Doug. What do you see of the guys there?
Good question. You know, the rotation thing, you're seeing it not only at receiver, you're seeing it at corner, you're seeing it at offensive line. We're so early in camp right now that we just want to get guys reps. And so there's no rhyme or reason for any of it. We just want to get, you know, everybody the opportunity right now to get on film so we can begin our evaluation process.
Has anyone stood out there, any of those receivers?
You know, Ruben came back after the surgery he had in the spring. He came back healthy, ready to go. He's had a good start to camp. I think Nelson's done a nice job, and Josh Huff too. And Jordan, I think, has really come back in a good set of or a good mindset. And you know, we got good depth. And Chris Gibbons, you throw Chris in there, and again, a veteran guy that knows how to practice and play. And we just want to get them all as many reps as we can.
Thanks,
John. Yeah. Thanks, guys.